Broncos scored more than a blind date with Corinne Stephens. Oh, the Ravens blew it. On the first date, what was the final score? 49 to 27?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know the Ravens fans woke up this morning still thinking about last night. Mm-hmm. Ravens fans are like, T-G-I-F. Thank God it's finished. Peyton, the proctologist, was like the Energizer Easter Bunny. He just kept throwing and throwing and throwing. Hell, Ariel Castro would have done a better job hanging with the Broncos. Like I said, if the sheet fits. Put Baltimore Ravens down as contender number one. Tom Silver, Dave Ben from D.C., watching the Ravens lose like that is like watching your neighbor get knocked the flocko out. The Ravens did an Edgar Allan Poe job, Sybil. Joe Flacco got a $120 million contract. But their D was silent like the movie Django. Now, if you spread the $120 million around, Ed Reed would still be around. Hell, Ray Lewis would still be playing. Hey, answer me this. If Michael Phelps is a fan for the Ravens, of the Ravens, and he's also a fan of the cannabis, and his team is playing Denver in Colorado where weed is legal, who Phelps rooting for? I mean, he might have had on a Raven jersey, but we know who he was pulling for. Puff pass. Consider number two is Denver Broncos linebacker and Danny Trevathan. Well, however you pronounce it, D.C. Public School, excuse me, Sybil. Oh, Danny Boy intercepted one of Flacco's passes and was making his way to the end zone.
Oh, man.
But before his Bronco feet crossed the fruited plain, he dropped the ball prematurely like Blank Man and started touchdown twerking. Contender number three is me.
What?
Tom Sibajay, yep. I am not a perfect man. What happened to me at the family reunion has happened to some of the biggest stars on stage.
That's right.
Y'all know I fell on stage. Yeah. Y'all know that.
Oh, yeah.
But some of the biggest stars on stage, I hear you, Jay, but I mean stars from Beyonce to Zab Judah have all hit the campus. Okay? Contender number four, Dennis Rodman. The Worm returned to North Korea to see his boy Kim Jong-un. Mm. This is a week or two after Kim Jong-un had his ex-girlfriend executed by a firing squad. Now the whole world want to know what in the world is the Worm. What's wrong with the Worm? Excuse me. Keep going over there for. You know, he's like Kim Jong. What, he like Kim Jong Un barber or something, Sybil? I mean, what, he's over there getting worm perms? Now, contender number five is Clint Eastwood and his ex-wife, Dina Eastwood. You heard about this, Sybil?
Yeah, man.
Well, Tom Sybil J. Clint Eastwood and his wife Dina are splitting 17 years later, but Clint got a new woman to sit in the empty chair he likes to talk to, and his wife Dina does too. But here's the freaky deaky part, y'all. Clint Eastwood's new girl is the ex-wife of his ex-wife's new man.
Keeping it all in the family.
You want me to say that again? It's the ex-wife of the ex-wife of a new man. The old Dirty Harry and Dirty Dina sound like some Hollywood swingers to me. Mm-hmm. That's how they recycle in Tinseltown, Jay. Contender number seven and eight is Lamar Odom and his trusted drug dealer, Anonymous Nino. Every day there's a Lamar story. And now he's in rehab. He needs Dr. Drew, Ayanna Von Zant, and Phil Jackson to get his game together. And I'm sick of seeing this drug dealer, Shadow, telling the world about how much Lamar spent on crack. I mean, isn't telling people he's on crack bad enough? Do we need to know how much? Aria Castro, you're not even worth me saying you are the Bama of the Week. Your ass is in hell hanging where you should be. Oh, I forgot to put the black boss that got sued for calling a black female employee the N-word on my list, y'all.
That's another one.
Oh, my God. He thought he had a pass, because he was a brother. Who you think you, Bubba Dean?